Low down, leaving some. Done did everything that needs done. Woe is me. Why can't I see? I'd best be leaving well enough alone. Them neon lighting nights couldn't stay out of fights. Keep a haunting me in memories. Well, there's one in every crowd for crying out loud. Why was it always turning out to be me? Where does it go? The good Lord only knows. Seems like it was just the other day. I was down at Green Gables, hawking them tables, and generally below in all my hard-earned pay. Piano rolled blues, danced holes in my shoes. There weren't another way to be. For lovable losers, no account boozers, and honky-tonk heroes like me. Hey, hey. Where does it go? The good Lord only knows. Seemed like it was just the other day. I was down in Green Gables, a hogging them tables, and generally blowing all of my hard-earned pay. Piney road blues, I danced holes in my shoes. The burning
to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land, the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. And you're listening to a very special episode of Victory Square Preview Week. I'm in the studio with Tonk.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you guys mind introducing yourselves?
I'm Quinn.
I'm Grant.
I'm Dan.
I'm Aguahu.
What do you guys, what is Tonk? What's up?
Tonk is a country band. It is made up of us playing country songs that we write.
That makes sense. Why are you here?
Well, we're here for Victory Square because we were lucky enough to get invited to play. So we're going to show you a little bit of our kind of country music that we love a lot to get you stoked to hear some.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's the next song? Or I guess what did we just listen to?
That was just Waylon Jennings with the song Honky Tonk Heroes. We all love Waylon Jennings so much. And if you're not a huge fan of his, you should be. I think next we're going to play like a Roseanne Cash song called 7 Year Ache, and it's definitely a jam. It's awesome.
Okay, cool. Gonna play that now then.
Won't I scratch my itch, sweet Annie Ridge, and welcome me back to town. Come out on your porch or step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a good saloon in every single town. Something you once told me, and I'd be damned if it did not come true. 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you. 'Cause I headed west to grow up with the country, across those prairies with those waves of grain. And I saw my devil, and I saw my deep blue sea, and I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. Straight across that river bridge last night at past two. Switchman waved his lantern goodbye today as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the grievous angel. Now I know just what I have to do.
Pick it for me, James.
Cheyenne to Tennessee. The news I could bring, I met up with a king on his head and an amphetamine crown. Talked about unbuckling that old Bible belt and light it out for some desert town. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels. And a good saloon in every single town. Oh, but I remembered something you once told me. And I'll be damned if it did not come true.
We're back on CITR 101.9 FM with Tonk in studio. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hey.
So what did we just hear?
We just heard Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris. The song is Return of the Grievous Angel, also off of the album Grievous Angel. And yeah, we're all big Graham Parsons fans. I think he definitely is like a big influence in like my singing for sure, and definitely like.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of taught ourselves to do harmonies because of The Gilded Palace of Sin by the Flying Burrito Brothers, which he was in. So I had that in my car. I still have it in my car right now.
Yeah. Do you want to intro the band a little bit for some context? Like, who is Tonk? What do you guys do?
Well, we, like, jam and play some, like, like, what do we do, as in what do we play? Like, I play the, a little bit of the lap steel and a little bit of the keys, and I sing, and Grant.
Yeah, I play the bass.
He smacks, slaps the bass.
Smacks the bass. Smack.
I play guitar and I sing. I'm Dan. Forgot this is radio.
And a guitar. Also play. It's a very guitar heavy band.
It's country.
Yeah, why country?
I think, yeah, I don't know. I grew up in Alberta. So I grew up with a lot of country music around me. And I kind of like resisted, like I moved here like 5-6 years ago, and I like resisted country hard. But I also like, yeah, turns out I just love country music.
I'm always surprised how much I like country. Like every time I listen, I'm like, oh, right, this is amazing. I love it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think everyone really, like if you like rock music, you like country music.
Yeah.
I think you just need like the right intro to it.
Yeah.
And kind of like, because if your intro to it is like bro country, then I can see how you wouldn't be into it. But like, yeah, I don't know. If you go like the route of Flying Burrito Brothers and Graham Parsons, yeah. Country is awesome.
Word.
Yeah.
How'd you guys start?
I guess we started kind of like messing around a little bit in December, and then it kind of like, yeah, started trying to write new songs around, yeah, sometime last winter. And then I guess it sort of became a band when we submitted 2 very rough drafts to Music Waste and got accepted. So we had to like get it together pretty quickly, and we just, yeah, we've been keeping on.
Yeah.
We kept on keeping on.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the next song for today?
Lucinda Williams.
Cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
told me so. I try to leave, but I can't let you go.
What's the best way to end off summer?
What's the best way to end summer? Well, traditionally, I would go and play a music festival.
That is so wrong.
Okay, well, the first answer... This is a really hostile interview. This is... Okay, so...
Listen up. There's only one way to end off summer, and that's at the Victory Square Block Party. On September 1st, come bid adieu to the warm weather at the summer's best party. It's fun, it's free, and we want you there. Victory Square Block Party features performances by Kim Mortal, Biawana, Love Goon, Sunrise Social, Sylvia Rath, Lucid, Oblomov, and Tonk. Plus, there'll be tasty food vendors and a raffle with kick-butt prizes. That's September 1st from 2 to 9 p.m. See you there.
Well, I always look forward to the fall. I love September. It's my favorite month.
That's not an answer.
In recent weeks, the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, Queer, Intersex, and Asexual Peoples released their final report.
From everyone here at CITR and Discorder, we would like to encourage all listeners, especially those with settler heritage, to take the time to read the report.
Consider ways you can work decolonial practices into your daily life.
To read the report, please visit mmiwg-ffada.ca or Google Reclaiming Power in Place Final Report.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger. I poured myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking double. I had my pain, I drowned my troubles. Where are we in? If I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles. I hide my pain, I drown my troubles. My heart is breaking like tiny bubbles. She's acting single, drinking doubles. She's acting single, I'm drinking doubles.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm Dora. I'm in the studio with Tonk. And we just heard two songs. What were they?
Yeah, we listened to Lucinda Williams' song, Still I Long for Your Kiss, off of Car Wheels on Gravel Road, which she was in town a couple months ago, and we got to see her for the 20-year anniversary of that album release, and it was an incredible show, and she is so freaking cool. She has like this awesome mullety haircut. She's like, I don't know, kills it on guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cool show. She gave like background info about like what she was writing it about, or like just like little details like that. It was cool.
She talked about the people that the songs were about.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like a slideshow going on.
Yeah.
That's cool. So I listened to Williams once, like right after my family got a dog. My mom like got tickets for everybody, and it was like an outdoor concert. And we took the dog because he was like a little baby, and he was so scared because he was like a month old or something. And there were just like so many people.
LGBTQ.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming in. Yeah, do you guys mind talking about, like, Victory Square, like, as an event a little bit?
Yeah, we were really stoked about it. Victory Square is always something that, like, everyone, because, like, I went to UBC, right? And, like, everyone would kind of, like, come back from the summer, and Victory Square would be, like, the big, like, meetup, and it was always, like, the really exciting day when, like, everyone comes back to Vancouver or whatever, and you, like, get to see all your buddies again, and just, like, a big kind of really chill outdoor time with all your friends who you haven't seen in a while. Yeah, I don't know. We've been going for, like, years.
Yeah, if we weren't playing, we'd definitely be there anyways.
Yeah. No, Victory Square is great. So it's very exciting.
Word. Yay, I'm excited. Yeah, it was, like, kind of weird being, like, both CITR and Music Waste, because I was kind of, like, liaising it. Mm-hmm. But, like, Music Waste did the lineup. So I was just, like, very excited. I was like, oh, heck yeah. Like, I feel like I had, like, intel. But, yeah. It feels like a kind of, like, not stupid question, but, like, so the band name is Tonk because of Honky Tonk, right? Or is it, like...
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know myself, I don't think.
It took a long time.
It took a while.
How did it happen?
I think it was just one of the names that was floating around, and we all kind of settled on it.
I think, like, I was pushing for Bughound for a little while.
Yeah. I liked that, like, one.
Yeah, Bughound was cool.
And then one day, Aguahu was just like, Tonk. And everyone was like, okay, fine.
That's so much power. Okay, what is the next song?
We're going to play some Heart next. This is also, like... I think we were all talking about this outside, how, like, the summer is, like, the time of, like, 70s music and, like, dad rock and, like, easy breezy kind of, like, rock music. We've definitely been listening to a lot of Heart this summer. They're a fantastic band. This album was recorded in Vancouver, which is a cool fact, I think. So this is Dreamboat Annie off of the album Dreamboat Annie.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM for our super special Victory Square Preview Week programming, where all the bands are making little playlists and coming in and playing them.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Right now I'm in studio with Tonk, and we just heard Orville Peck, who I just learned on Instagram used to be a manager at Budgies, which I didn't know, but very local, very fun.
Yeah.
He was in my favorite Vancouver band of all time, New Sensei.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he was the drummer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Which is crazy now, and he's being backed by Friggs, which is a good Canadian band from Toronto, I believe. We opened for them as Mirepoix like years ago,
yeah.
And now the two of them have collided into this country project, which is cool.
Yeah.
Was New Sensei country or no?
No,
they were like punk.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, pretty like classic punk.
Yeah.
Really good though.
I'm into this like country resurgence, it seems.
Yeah.
You guys might be fronting it. But it feels like, I feel like the Western aesthetic has been back for a while.
Yeah, and it's now definitely come back.
Yeah, and now it's like manifesting.
Yeah, I think it's cool for us because I think all of us like, are connected to country music in some way.
Like how?
How?
Well, my dad always listens to JRFM. I like JRFM. I think I like a lot of the, like how we were saying earlier, how a lot of rock music is actually like quite country. Like a lot of the rock and roll I would listen to when I was growing up was like, definitely very country tinged. Like I prefer like kind of like that folk rock kind of sound over I guess a hard rock sort of sound. So like this country, that's how I got into that, I guess.
What about you, Grant?
Yeah, I guess for me it kind of also sort of started in the parents' car. My mom had like a constant loop of like Shania Twain going on. So essentially, for like the first like 8 years of my life, that's essentially what I was listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you want to?
Sure. It's the same, like my dad, that's all he listens to. He just like singing. He'd be working on his car at the garage, and he'd just have like George Jones like blasting from his radio, like, so loud.
Cool. And,
yeah. Same.
Me? Well, I grew up in like country town, and also like, yeah, I don't know. I grew up listening to a lot of Blue Rodeo and Lucinda Williams, and a lot of kind of like 90s alt country that my parents were into. I think probably like some Ricky Lee Jones and stuff like that too.
What do you think it is about country that's like so ubiquitous?
I think that country is like, it's definitely a genre where there's a huge range of like emotion to it. Which I think, yeah, like there's definitely just some like stompin' country music, which is like awesome. And there's also music that is like so vulnerable and like frank and just like sad, which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also feel like it's kind of like a people's music in a way. Like it's very like plain spoken and straightforward. And I find it quite poetic, you know, to just take, like, really simple chords and, like, a good melody and, like, a pop format, just a really basic pop song, basic plain spoken words, and to be able to convey that wealth of emotions, like, all those different kinds of moods and vibes or whatever.
Yeah, I think me too. Like, I kind of got, after doing, like, a lot of more kind of like conceptual art and like difficult reading and writing and stuff like that for like several years, I like just got really got really into just music that is a little bit more based on feeling. And I mean, it still can be like conceptual and like really brilliant. But I don't know, there's something about the modern world and just being able to like feel things is like relaxing and incredible, I think.
Also just the musicianship on country records is incredible.
Yeah.
Like all the session musicians.
True.
You don't really find that in, I don't know, other genres.
Yeah, you really go for it. I remember I saw you guys perform and, like, this is me, like, miming a guitar. But it was very impressive. We were kind of talking a little bit about, like, banjos, just, like, very briefly. But I think that, like, country has, like, more, like, mainstay instruments. You know, like, it has, like, that slidey thing. Like, that's very country to me.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, banjo and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, like, it's a totally different vocabulary from like a typical rock setup. Like you have all these other things you wouldn't necessarily have in rock music, like the banjo or like the fiddle or like things like that.
Yeah.
And they're great sounds. If you listen to like old folk records from way back whenever that was, like the Dust Bowl and stuff, like it's got lots of those instruments. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, I think also like when you like if you do a bit of a deep dive into like country music, for me it's like I like you can listen to the same records over and over again, and like there's so many of them that are like so layered that like when you hear the track again and like focus on like, especially I think with like pedal steel and lap steel and stuff like that. So I'll hear the song, and then like as I listen to it more and more, that's like often something that's like in the background. And so like there's like, yeah, a lot of layers of stuff to listen to, I find at least.
Cool. What's the next song for today?
Oh, I guess next we're going to start playing, like, we're going to play a couple of new songs that I've been listening to. Sorry, we're going to play Alex G. He has a new album coming out, and I'm a huge fan of Alex G. I think he's a fantastic songwriter. And the song is Hope off of the album House of Sugar.
Cool.
Come celebrate the first ever UNA Neighbors Day on Saturday, September 7th. Formerly known as Barn Raising, Neighbors Day is a free event for everyone. Join us at Jim Taylor Park outside the Old Barn Community Center from 12 to 4 p.m. for a fun day with live music, food, inflatable activities, and much more. Featuring music from DJ Hubs and an energetic street party from VYVE, this is an event you don't want to miss. UNA Neighbors Day, Saturday, September 7th. For more information, please visit myuna.ca/events.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
really too hard. Left a knock in the belly of a car. Really, I feel like the skin for the old world. As death goes on working, how can you keep it in your conversation, child? It's in another picture of me, arch body lie waiting. A 7 minute walk down the hill. Speak no other amateur, life keep on making a soul in the day. That shaped me to you, it's the air of a living one complains. The blue of truth left me better, thy swollen because I asked you for it. My eyes roll back, listening to water in the other room. There and Sharky slept on my shoulders, for I could make it clear, we belong here.
On CITR 101.9 FM for Victory Square Preview Week. I'm in studio with Tonk, and we just heard some music. What was it?
We just heard Megabog, of the pretty new album Dolphin, which I really like. They're all like incredible musicians. It's super jazzy. She has like a really cool voice. Yeah, I've been listening to that a lot this summer. It's a cool album.
Cool.
And yeah, and then before that, we listened to Alex G, but I think I already talked about that.
So this is this hour of radio is in prep for Victory Square, which is next Sunday, September 1st. And you guys are playing. So we're going to close the show with a song by Tonk, but... we also are going to play an Oblomov song, who's also playing. Do you want to talk about why a little bit?
Well, because our drummer is our friend Ethan, who's drumming for us. He plays in Oblomov. So yeah, I thought we'd do a shout out to Ethan. Thanks for playing drums for us. And also, if there's any country drummers out there, hit us up.
What does that mean, a country drummer? Is that different from a...
I don't know. I mean, if you can swing, that's, like, good enough, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not a drummer, otherwise we wouldn't be in this pickle.
Did you guys lose a drummer? I remember Nick drummed for you once.
Yeah, Nick's been drumming for us. He's, like, constantly out of town.
Yeah.
Kind of like Spinal Tap.
Yeah. It is kind of like Spinal Tap. Nick is like an incredible drummer, but unfortunately he is also an incredible guitar player in other incredible bands.
You guys are at Chomps, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys recording an album or are you just kind of jamming there?
I think we're intending to record an EP at some point soon.
Yeah, this fall I think we're planning on doing an EP.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming on air with me.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. We're going to play Carson City by Oblomov and then end with Silt. So, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.